Idaho Public Television held its third debate of the season last night. This one featured the candidates for Idaho governor. Lieutenant Governor Brad Little took on Democratic challenger Paulette Jordan. Little is 64. He was born in Emmett and spends his time ranching when he is not at the State House. Jordan is 38. She is a former Idaho legislator who was born and raised in North Idaho. They covered a wide range of issues last night, from transparency to immigration. A panel of three reporters asked the questions, including Betsy Russell from the Idaho Press. And we asked Betsy to join us today for some post-debate reaction, and she is joining us live. Thanks for coming in, Betsy.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so you asked about how each candidate would provide access to the press if they were elected, and things got a little heated. Let's listen to this.
Transparency is literally the mother's milk of a successful, and the fact that that there would be confidence of the people in what decisions are being made by their government.
I find it interesting that our current lieutenant governor says this because he has refused, in fact, to talk to the media, not only at the local but the national. So it's odd that you're saying this about transparency if you even refuse to answer a question. People don't have yet to understand where you stand on even Medicaid expansion.
Name one local Idaho media source that I haven't talked to. Now, some of the national ones, perhaps. I'm not running for president of the United States. Right. I'm not running for governor of California.
Media
I'm
is
running
media.
For the. I'm
media
running for
media.
Governor of the state of Idaho.
We have yet to know where you stand on multiple issues, so I'm just curious when you say that transparency, when people have no idea where you stand.
So, Betsy, I think it's fair to say things got a little feisty. What did it seem like to you from the front row when that happened?
That was the least of their clashes. I mean, it was a very fiery debate, very spirited, very lively. It got to a whole lot of issues. There were some very pointed questions and some strong follow-up questions, some of which it did not elicit answers. For example, in this question, I had asked whether, as governor, they would hold frequent press conferences, as past governors typically have done in order to speak through the news media to the public about what they're doing as governor, mm-hmm. but which our current governor, Butch Otter, seldom does. He chooses not to communicate in that way anywhere near as much as previous governors did. Well, neither of them actually said whether they would hold frequent press conferences. But instead, we did hear criticism of Lieutenant Governor Otter for turning down an interview with a national media outlet when... what we were talking about was press conferences here in Idaho.
Well, what's interesting to me, though, with the clip that we just heard, when Paulette Jordan said, you know, media is media, there could be some debate on that. I mean, she's correct that media is media, but is there value in talking to national media?
Well, that's an interesting question in the context of this campaign, because, of course, her candidacy has drawn really huge amounts of national attention, mm-hmm. simply because of its historic nature, that if elected, she would be the first Native American governor elected in any state, not to mention the first female governor of Idaho. And so that's what that uniqueness is what draws the national media to look at a race for governor here in the state of Idaho. But everybody in Idaho is affected by who their governor is. And of course, the local media is doing far more coverage of the Idaho governor's race than the national is.
Right. So when you asked, Jordan was asked about transparency. So she was asked about some, and this is a quote, some shadowy companies. What's the interest in these companies? You know, do we know who they are? And then Little was asked about the good old boys club in Idaho politics. How did they both respond to these?
I think neither really addressed that question. And in fact, the reporter who asked the question, Cynthia Sewell of the Idaho Statesman, asked twice about these companies to which Jordan's campaign has given money, companies that had just been created, headed by her campaign manager, anonymous in the state of Wyoming and so on. She did not answer that question at all. Instead, she said, I am transparent. I disclose everything. But that was something that she didn't disclose.
There you go. And then what about Lieutenant Governor Little, about the good old boys club and the whole idea of Idaho politics?
And he basically said that he feels that he's always been very transparent and accessible. And it's true that as a politician, Brad Little, our lieutenant governor, is very easy to get hold of. And it's anybody can go talk to him. He has been an accessible politician in that way. But that, of course, wasn't the question either.
Well, there you go. Let's talk about education and this, but education funding, because this topic came up. Both candidates spoke out about it. We want to hear a little bit of the back and forth on this issue.
I want to make sure that our listeners understand that you have not taken action. So there's a lot of overpromising, which is what we have too much of. In fact, when I grew up in the state, I heard only promises and zero action.
I'm proud of the fact that we lead the nation in increase in funding for teachers. I'm proud of the fact.
How so? Given to the rest of the country. We're still 50th. We're still last.
We are not 50th. We are not last.
Rate of increase, even though you think that we're trying to get ahead, we may have gotten two
steps
ahead, but
we're
still at the end of the nation.
We are not last in teacher pay. We are not last. We lead every state around us in our ACT scores. What matters is
we're not first. We're not at the top. We're at the very end.
We've got some places that we've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, we have a lot of work to do, but we need
and
new
I'm
work
telling
under
you,
a new administration.
And I'm proud of what progress has taken place. There's a reason
proud
that
to be
the 9,000 school teachers in Idaho
in
are supporting
everything.
My campaign.
Wow. You really didn't get a lot of answers there because there was a lot of butting in.
Well, they were really going back and forth. In fact, Representative Jordan was going really hard at Lieutenant Governor Little on the education issue, in part because that's one of his top issues. He is an advocate for some increased measures in early childhood education, for more funding for schools. He's made education one of his top issues. But it's true that Idaho ranks very poorly among most states as far as how much we spend per pupil, how much we pay our teachers. Lieutenant Governor Little says he's very proud of the progress we've made in recent years, in which we have made significant increases in our school budget and in teacher pay through the career ladder. We're now in the fourth year of a five-year plan to increase pay through that. And he cites a statistic showing we lead the nation in the increases. And Representative Jordan comes back with, well, you know, when you start from low, it's easier to have an increase. And there was really no resolving that debate between the two of them.
And did she answer the question at all on what she would do when it comes to education funding? Did that come up at all?
She was asked how she would manage to increase education funding in the ways that she wants to do. And she had some very general answers about some overall things she'd like to do in the state that she felt would redistribute the way we're spending. But they're not very specific. And one, for example, is she says she believes we could save hundreds of millions of dollars if we simply went to a self-funded health insurance plan for state employees. Well, the most recent estimate the highest estimate we've ever gotten from state consultants on that was that it would save $60 million over 2 years. The estimates have gone down since then. It wouldn't save hundreds of million a year. And so that wouldn't in itself by any means finance a large school budget increase.
So what would you say were the issues they actually talked about and answered the questions on instead of a lot of this, you know, back and forth?
Well, I think they talked about all the issues and the questions that they didn't answer, they danced around in very informative ways and entertaining sometimes. But I thought we got really interesting insights into both candidates and their approaches on a lot of things, including immigration, for example.
So tell me about that and what they each had to say about that.
And so this was in the context of a New York Times article, really shocking article about a man from Idaho who had lived here for decades, was undocumented, was deported, tried to get back to his family in eastern Idaho, and died in the desert. And both of them were very shocked by this. And Lieutenant Governor Little said he supports comprehensive immigration reform at the federal level, and he wants new programs for to allow people who are here undocumented to become legal, although not a path to citizenship. You know, various things that he was talking about. And Representative Jordan talked about a much different approach. She advocated for sanctuary cities in Idaho, which we do not have currently in Idaho. There are none. And she said that she believed that we should basically kick out the federal agencies and have more local control, and that would be a better way to approach this issue. She was then asked if she wants to get rid of ICE, the Immigration Enforcement Agency, and kick them out of Idaho. And she said, no, they're doing a good job.
And we do have a a bit on immigration. So let's listen to this. I believe it's when Jordan called out Little and then he responded back.
So let's make sure that we're responsible towards those people who are wanting to be not only hardworking individuals in our community, but these are folks who abide by the law. They're not breaking any laws. I do not hear of people, especially our young DACA students, who were attacking at this very instance where our current Little Otter administration is utilizing taxpayer resources to attack young DACA students. We can do better.
About half Little, would you like to respond to that?
Well, I don't know what she just said, but I know that in my Constitution, it says that the borders of America and immigration are the sole authority of the federal government. And that's my position, is that immigration is the sole authority of the federal government. That's why I'm so adamant that we need comprehensive immigration reform to take away this uncertainty so we don't have these tragedies.
And that goes back to what you were talking about when Little said this is who should be in charge of immigration.
That's right. But I think that perhaps Representative Jordan was referring to various lawsuits that multiple states have mm-hmm. joined into to challenge the administration over, really not just on this issue, but particularly challenge the Obama administration, not only on immigration, but on things like same-sex marriage and so on. And Idaho has typically been a part of those multi-state mm-hmm. efforts.
Do you think there was someone had the upper hand last night at the end of this? Was there a winner, or did they both come out, you know, equal?
Boy, I think that who won the debate depends on your perspective.
Right.
I think that if someone came into this and watched it as a Jordan supporter, they came out as a Jordan supporter. If they came in as a Little supporter, they came out as a little supporter. I think that they both had some very good moments, and they both, you know, scored some pretty direct hits on each other. But I did think it was a really interesting demonstration of both of them on their feet. Talking about issues in very forceful ways and showing us what kind of leaders they are.
And at the end of the day, that's what we need to find out as voters. What about people who may not have been decided and they watched the debate last night? Are they still, do you think they would still walk away being undecided potentially?
I think probably not. I think that most people would have some kind of affinity for one or the other based on their very stark differences that they outlined during the course of this debate. I think that what Lieutenant Governor Little was offering was something safer, something more familiar, something more like the way we've done things in Idaho, and saying that he wants to build on successes that we've had. I think that Representative Jordan was offering something new and fresh and risky and a little scary, and some people like that. She was offering change.
It's going to be an interesting election, that's for sure. Betsy, I appreciate you coming in today and talking about this.
Thanks.
My guest, Betsy Russell, with the Idaho Press, talking about last night's gubernatorial debate on Idaho Public Television.